This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. and the Rajya Sabha also witnessed brief adjournment amidst uproar by the opposition members over the Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. The report is scheduled to be tabled in the Lok Sabha today. When the lower house met this morning, the opposition members, including the Congress, DMK and Samajwadi Party, created a ruckus. Speaker Om Birla repeatedly urged the opposition members to allow the House to take up listed business. As pandemonium continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, the Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill has been tabled in the Rajya Sabha amidst opposition uproar. When the House reassembled, Leader of the Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the dissent notes given by the opposition members in the committee meetings have not been included in the report. He described it as anti-democratic move. Responding to it, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju clarified that no part of the report, proceedings and dissent notes has been deleted. He accused the opposition of misleading the House over the issue. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also echoed similar views and criticised the opposition over the issue. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said, while keeping up the traditions, the parliamentarians must adhere to constitutional provisions and allow the House to function smoothly.
चर्चा में एक बात ध्यान में आई कि विपक्ष का उद्देश्य चर्चा करना नहीं था विपक्ष का उद्देश्य राजनीतिक दृष्टि से अपना पॉइंट स्कोर करने का था यह बात स्पष्ट दिख और यह दुर्भाग्य की बात है दुख की बात है कि जिसके बारे में पार्लियामेंट्री अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर ने बड़े स्पष्ट शब्दों में कहा कि कोई भी चीज का डिलीशन नहीं हुआ है कोई भी चीज को डिलीट नहीं किया गया है सब कुछ एनेक्सर में एज इट इज रखा गया है
Not satisfied with the government response, the opposition members staged a walkout from the upper house. Later, Mr. Nadda questioned the opposition over their approach in the Rajya Sabha. After his successful visit to France, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Washington, D.C. in the wee hours today on the second leg of his two-nation tour, where he will hold bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. India's ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Mohan Quatra, and other officials welcomed Prime Minister Modi at the airport. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winter and gathered outside Blair House to welcome Mr. Modi, who is among the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of the U.S. president. In a social media post after reaching Washington, D.C. this morning, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to meeting President Trump and building upon the India-USA Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. Today is World Radio Day. Every year on the 13th of February, World Radio Day is observed to raise awareness among people about the importance of radio and to encourage access to information through this medium. This year, the theme of World Radio Day is Radio and Climate Change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on World Radio Day. In Rajasthan, three people were killed and two injured as a bus carrying 57 Mahakumbh pilgrims rammed into a truck on the Delhi-Mumbai expressway in Kota today. The pilgrims were returning to Madhya Pradesh's Mandsaur after attending the Mahakumbh in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. Meanwhile, in Uttar Pradesh, three persons were killed and four injured as a truck hit an auto rickshaw in Kushinagar. The injured were rushed to the community health centre Kaptan Ganj, from where doctors referred them to the medical college in Gorakhpur. China has approved the construction of the first South China Sea Deepwater Space Station. The Cold Sea Ecosystem Research Facility will be anchored 2,000 metres below the surface of the South China Sea, which is also subject to a number of competing territorial claims. The facility, one of the deepest and most technologically complex underwater installations ever attempted, is scheduled to be operational by around 2030. In Badminton Asia Mixed Team Championships, Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand defeated South Korean Kim Min-ji and Kim Yoo-jung in women's doubles event in China today. In women's singles, Malvika Bansod lost to South Korean Sim Yoo-jin, whereas Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto lost to South Korean duo Ki Tong-ju and Jeong Na-yoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.